May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I read this verse to you and give you this little short word. This is Galatians 3, verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. You're CTKers, you've heard me talk about being in Christ a lot. It's Paul's great theme. It has so many stunning practical applications of Christian life. It's really the great theme of the book of Colossians and the book of Ephesians. 27 different times in those six little chapters, in Christ is mentioned. It's the great reality of who we are as a new creation. It's our new identity. We're in Christ. That passage from John 15 talks about abiding in Him and Him abiding in us. And the thing that, because I was going to teach again, probably will tomorrow, from the passage we did yesterday about anxiety from Matthew chapter 6. But even listen to the song by Will Reagan, Have Your Way, Lord, Have Your Way in My Life. I thought about that application to being in Christ. And so I'll just say to you again that He's the one who is, He's the one who was, and He's the one who is to come. And that says a lot about a lot of things. And one of the things that once you're baptized into Him, that becomes true about you. Your past is no longer your past. It's not the devil's past. We need to stop giving credit to that. Christians just spend so much time sharing testimony. When it's no longer your past or the devil's past, He bought it, He purchased it, it's His past. Your future is not going to be your future or His future or the devil's future, it's His future. And your present tense life is not yours, it's not the devil's, it's His. And when you get born again, He's not plunged into your story. Your story's plunged into His story. You're baptized into Christ. He's not baptized into us. So He lives in us. There's this mutual indwelling, this union. You're baptized into Him. You're plunged into His story. And His story is much better than your story. Now that carries a lot of wonderful things in terms of His life and being able to rest in and appropriate and live out from His adequacy, His ability. But also, hear those words again. You're now plunged into His story. Galatians 2:20, that familiar passage, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, there's a new me. But it's not the old me. It's Christ living in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Christ living His life, the present tense in me. If you're now plunged into His story, that doesn't just mean He's living His life in you, living His life through you. He's now living His life. In the context of your life, it's now become His life. Your story's now become His story. And so His story now is your story. Which means He's having His own way with your story. Doesn't mean that we don't do battle. Doesn't mean that we don't come against the enemy. He lets us know what to do about that. That's part of the story. We're learning how to be co-reigners with Jesus. We're learning how to be overcomers. You can't learn to be an overcomer without things to overcome. So He teaches us as His bride to overcome things. But the reason that we get anxious, the reason that we get angry, even if it's because of somebody else is doing something wrong, we get angry because somehow we think somebody's stepping on our story, our plans, what we wanted. And you have to understand, it's no longer your story. And in His story, if He sovereignly, though they may not be doing His will, has allowed that to come into His story, then we need to start responding to Him instead of reacting to them or to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? our anger is just a form of complaint that we don't like his story. It doesn't mean we don't address things that are done wrong. We can say, you know, what you're doing is wrong, but you have to understand the opportunity to do that. The situation itself is brought about because he's now telling his story. You're now involved in his story. And he allowed that situation because he wants you to do what he does, be a redemptive presence so that by your stripes, they get healed in that situation. That's just who he is. God's good, God's love. But we often find ourselves getting upset and angry because we're trying to force our story. And when our story's not being told the way we thought it was supposed to be told in details, we get angry and frustrated. And we complain, don't we? But if it's really, if I've been placed into another who's now in control of my life, and it's now his story, I have to filter everything out through that reality. Oh, this is your story. Doesn't mean I don't address things, but I address it from the perspective, it's now his story. And he's a redeemer. He's a healer. He's good, he's love. Doesn't mean that I don't react. Jesus got angry when he cleansed the temple. But it wasn't a rejection of the people. It was even a redemptive act about their activity, what they had done with the house of God. That's the only place I see him reacting that way in all of Scripture. But even that wasn't because he was ticked off because he wouldn't get in his way. I think there's so much to understand about being Christ. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Really? Well, if you're in Christ, he's having his way. How are you liking it? He doesn't need you as a co-pilot. He's called us to rest. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.